it's a signal of where we're heading as well. I mean, it means that now those trails are going to be maintained and they are going to be permanent features in the tourism landscape in Leitrim. That's very welcome. So, we're seeing the Greenway coming along. You know, we're seeing Glenfarne Wood coming forward. You know, I think there's massive potential in North Leitrim for tourism, and that's starting to be taken seriously. And I can see from my time in the council that they take that very seriously now.
And councillor, you see this almost as being, I guess, maybe perhaps a bit of a first step, because it's offering security in terms to these trails. And like you're saying, there's potential that you believe in Leitrim that has been that is yet to be unlocked fully. Would that be fair?
I do. I can remember when I was 14 years of age working with Sean Connolly, and he was talking about Fowley's Falls. Like, I'm 52 now. Not so much a first step, but definitely getting serious about tourism in North Leitrim, finally, you know. I mean, Leitrim is beautiful, it's really beautiful in the last 6 weeks. But, this place should be full of people who want to spend money here and enjoy the place with us, you know.
And in your opinion, what does Fowley's Falls have to offer any potential tourists coming to the area, or even local people looking to get out and explore North Leitrim a bit more?
Well, it's such a unique place, you know, to walk in there with the waterfalls and then down into the organic centre and then the Melvins in front of you, and you have Bundoran and the sea. Where would you find it? You know, and you can go into Kilty Clogher and into Glenfarne and onto Loch MacNean. The potential is, we should be a tourist hotspot. And I'd say it may take a little bit of time, but I think people will come, and they are starting to come.